Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us.
बस ठीक हूँ मैं, बस तबीयत तो खराब रहता है लेकिन मैं उसका ध्यान ही नहीं देती। मैं उस प्रभु की भक्ति करती रहती हूँ, सिमरन करती रहती
हूँ। Situated at the foot of the Himalayas, on the bank of the holy Ganga River near Rishikesh, India, Ganga Prem Hospice is a spiritually orientated non-profit hospice for terminally ill cancer patients. It provides material support, medical care, as well as emotional and spiritual comfort for individuals and their loved ones as they are going through pain and suffering from life-threatening illnesses.
जी, मेरी माता जी को मई 2006 में सर्वाइकल कैंसर रोग हो गया था। तो इस तकलीफ के दौरान जो है, जब सभी जगह से ठीक होने की कोई संभावना नहीं है, तो हम इस गंगा प्रेम हॉस्पिस संस्था से मिले और संस्था द्वारा उनका पूरा ट्रीटमेंट किया गया। इसलिए जो है, इस संस्था से हम जब जुड़े तो संस्था ने सब कुछ किया। संस्था ने हमारी जो है माता जी के लिए फल, सब्जियां, राशन, दवाइयां, सभी चीज़ का उन्होंने खर्चा उठाया। और मकान के लिए जो रेंट है, जो 1000 रुपये पर मंथ था, वो भी संस्था ने दिया। क्योंकि हमारा कोई नहीं है, कोई नातेदार नहीं है, रिश्तेदार नहीं है, हम लोग अकेले हैं इस दुनिया में, कोई इनकम नहीं है। तो अगर ये संस्था हमारी मदद नहीं करती तो क्या होता, ये सोच के मुझे बहुत डर लगता है। तो मैं तो ईश्वर से बहुत, ईश्वर का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करूँगा, संस्था का भी बहुत धन्यवाद करूँगा कि उन्होंने जो है मेरी माँ को पूरा ट्रीटमेंट दिया, इतना खर्चा किया और सब कुछ उन्होंने पूरा बहुत बढ़िया ढंग से निभाया।
Ganga Prem Hospice is indeed a unique institution with a spiritual philosophy of unconditional love. It was established by Madam Nani Ma and Dr. A.K. Dewan. Originally from the United Kingdom, Miss Nani Ma is a kind-hearted lady who sought spiritual enlightenment at a very young age.
Came to India on a spiritual quest because I had heard that in India the science of liberation was here, so I came. And after, in a very short time, I found my Guruji. He was a very special person. He lived in a cave by the Ganga in Rishikesh. And he had no possessions. He just wore one cloth. And he had nothing at all. He just sat quietly in his cave. But he was a man of great knowledge and very great kindness and love. He encouraged me to meditate. He taught us that everybody's happiness and sorrow is the same as our own. And he taught us to love God more than anything else, and to love God in people.
One day, Miss Nani Ma realized deeply that serving the multitude and helping the needy is also an aspect of spiritual practice. Therefore, she started giving care to the terminally ill cancer patients in the hospital, guiding those who could only see suffering and an end to embark on a new journey.
I didn't do it deliberately. I didn't make a decision. But I found a love in my heart, growing and growing and growing. Babaji said that whatever we see in front of us, if anybody needs help, we should help. And I saw the difference between those who died with God and those who died without God. I had a friend, he spent his last 6 months here. And we spent the 6 months talking about God, watching the Ganga. And by the end of the 6 months, his mind was so peaceful and he was so ready. He said, I have everything I want. And I thought, why can't more people have a chance like that? And at the same time, I met Dr. Dewan. So somehow, it's just started.
The co-founder of the Ganga Prem Hospice, Dr. A.K. Dewan, is a famous surgeon in India who often saw cases of cancer patients in a tortured state due to the illness. To facilitate the establishment of a place that could provide genuine care for such patients, he first founded a charitable trust called the Shraddha Trust.
As an oncologist, I have seen the suffering of cancer patients. In advanced cases, when the curative component is over, nobody wants to treat these patients. They can't be kept at home. And they suffer a lot. And let me put it this way, they die an undignified death in pain. So we just wanted to help them more. Shraddha is the name of my patient, and who was associate of Nanima. And she was very keen to help a cancer patient. So we decided we'll go for hospice. But before that, the need was to make a trust. And we named the trust Shraddha Cancer Care Trust, after the name of that patient. She's alive till today. She's doing fine. She stays in the ashram even now. And we had few members who were dedicated, were interested in doing this work. One of them a gynecologist, one medical oncologist, one an accountant, one as a businessman, and people joined hands and we grew bigger and bigger.
In a hospice, as Dr. Dewan says, we are not going to cure anyone. If God cures anybody, then that's His grace. In general, we are helping the transition, we are helping the passage from this body to another body or to the state where there is not necessary to have any body anymore. We will not be indoctrinating anyone, but we will be helping people to feel their own way into a closer relationship with their inner self and their inner spirit. This is both spiritual and emotional. If they are helped both emotionally and spiritually, then they will be at peace. And when people are at peace, they don't feel the pain so much.
Currently, Ganga Prem Hospice has initiated a construction project that upon completion will offer clinics, patient rooms, a meditation hall and library, etc. Meanwhile, it continues to provide a monthly cancer clinic in Rishikesh, which gives free treatment to poor cancer patients. Ganga Prem Hospice's volunteers also visit terminally ill cancer patients as much as possible, bringing comfort to them and their family. All staff members and volunteers selfishly dedicate themselves to caring for the medical, emotional and spiritual needs of the patients.
I have started coming here only for 2 months and I am finding it very good place for the treatment of the cancer patients and they are getting benefit.
Nani Maa jo hai unse mera sambandh lagbhag 36 saal se hai. Phir unhone ye Ganga Prem Hospice ka ye shuru kiya. तब नानी माँ ने मुझे कहा कि ये अगर आप हमें जगह दे दें तो हम ये क्लिनिक शुरू करना चाहते हैं तो वो ही क्लिनिक पर मैंने कहा हमारे पास जगह है आप दे सकते हो हमें कोई दिक्कत नहीं है फिर तब से ये ट्रस्ट जो है मैं इसका भी मेंबर बन गया उनको करते हैं लगभग इस वक्त हमें 15 महीने हो गए लगातार इसको देखते हुए, यहाँ क्लिनिक का काम करते हुए, और यहाँ काफ़ी मरीज आते हैं हमारे पास, उनका इलाज डर सब जो है कुछ उनको उनके टेस्ट वेस्ट कराते हैं।
ऑलवेज इट वॉज माई ड्रीम टू सर्व, आई फील ट्रिमेंडस प्लेजर इन सर्विंग दोज पीपल, एट लीस्ट आई एम डूइंग समथिंग समथिंग फॉर ह्यूमैनिटी इन माई लाइफ एंड रेस्ट ऑफ माई लाइफ आई विल डू मोर मोर एज मच एज आई कैन डू।
For their holistic charitable deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai honored the Ganga Prem Hospice with the Shining World Compassion Award. Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter of appreciation read as follows.
Dear Ms. Nani Ma, it is with great pleasure and gratitude that we present to the Shraddha Cancer Care Trust the Shining World Compassion Award. This award is presented in recognition of your outstanding caring efforts to uplift humanity, for lovingly healing the sick, bringing a positive atmosphere of hope and solace to the needy, and creating a kinder world for all. Compassionately responding to the needs of terminally ill cancer patients, Shraddha Cancer Care Trust benevolently created Ganga Prem Hospice, a public charitable establishment which will provide much-needed backup care facilities in northern India. With an ideal location at the foot of the Himalayas on the bank of the river Ganga, near Rishikesh and Hardwar, this spiritual and holistic center, the hospice, will provide a flow of nourishment for the body and spirit of the patients. Providing a spiritually oriented, holistic approach will be a source of strength and courage for the weak, bringing them back to God. Your loving concern giving divine medical and emotional support will convey great comfort to their hearts, helping to alleviate suffering and bring peace of mind. Thank you, Ganga Prem Hospice, for uplifting our world with your inspirational example of love in action. For selflessly providing for the needs of the less fortunate, for your vision, wisdom, and kind-hearted generosity, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the compassionate deeds of Shraddha Cancer Care Trust, Ganga Prem Hospice, and all your devoted staff, with special thanks to Ms. Nani Ma, trustee with a heart of gold. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
In addition to accepting the appreciation letter and crystal plaque, Ganga Prem Hospice also received a loving contribution of $10,000 from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Furthermore, gifts were presented, including Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartwarming number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, along with Supreme Master Ching Hai's spiritual lecture DVDs and compilations, as well as her poetry book.
We also want to thank your master for her recognition and for her generosity in giving us these gifts towards our work, and for being who she is. For understanding that the spiritual path is not only about one, it's about all.
All words of praise for her, and we're very grateful to her. And we hope and pray that we have long association with Supreme Master. Thank you.
Finally, Ms. Nani Ma and Dr. Dewan emphasize the importance of adopting a plant-based diet, which is crucial to keep one in good health, both physically and spiritually.
Diet is extremely important, and it is well proven by studies that vegetarian diet is healthier and good for people. I'm talking of the healthy people, and the chances of cancer are much less in vegetarians than in people who are consuming non-vegetarian diet. And if you see our Jain Dharma, they preach and teach vegetarianism only. I find in our trusts, and most of the people who are associated with us are strongly vegetarians. They don't even consume alcohol, no tobacco, no smoking, nothing of that sort. and this is what we need.
It is a type of cannibalism when we are eating other creatures who are living, who have their own feelings about life, who want to live. So if we are being violent in this way, we can't rise into any spiritual understanding.
Our appreciation, Madame Nani Ma, Dr. A.K. Dewan, and all kind people involved in the services of Ganga Prem Hospice and Shraddha Trust, for your selfless dedication in caring for the most ill and less fortunate, as well as their families. May you be blessed in your steadfast assistance to God's precious children during their stay on earth. For more information about Ganga Prem Hospice, please visit www.gangapremhospice.org. Cherished viewers, thank you for your presence on today's program. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom. Up next, after Noteworthy News. May we all care for one another as ourselves.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.